Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Here are your news headlines. It's Veterans Day. Today, a local post office is making a really special tribute. It's a memory to a fallen Nebraska Navy SEAL, Petty Officer First Class Caleb A. Nelson. They are naming a post office building in Millard near 142nd and U after him.
Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
Like 26 years old, was killed by an IED in Afghanistan in 2011.
Too young.
Special ceremony is going to mark the occasion this afternoon at 2 o'clock.
That's pretty cool, though. Omaha native Navy SEAL man. Thanks to his family.
Yeah. Mayor Jean Stothert going to make her re-election bid official Monday. A statement from her office says the announcement is coming after Monday evening at the Scott Conference Center. We already have one candidate in the race for the mayoral job, and that is Heath Mellow. Now, former Governor Dave Heineman is scheduled to preside over the event where Stothert announces her re-election plans. Omaha, though, is going to end the year in good financial shape, as all city departments are going to stay at or under budget. A new report released this week shows that the city will end the year with a budget surplus of more than $9 million. Mayor Jean Stothert says that the surplus is higher than original estimates. Maybe it has something to do with that restaurant tax that I'm sure is going to be a major point in a lot of the election coverage that we see coming. And today, many businesses are saying thank you to veterans and active military members by offering free things, freebies and deals on food and drinks. IHOP is serving free red, white, and blue pancakes today from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Little Caesars has a free hot and ready lunch combo. Applebee's, Fazoli's. There's all sorts of great deals going on to say thank you to our people, to our men and women in the armed services. And President Obama and President-elect Donald Trump appear to be looking to help heal the country following a divisive election. The two met at the White House for the first time yesterday. No aides present to discuss the transition of government power. Following the 90-minute meeting, the two briefly sat alongside one another, pledged to work together to move the country forward. Trump said it was a great honor to meet with the president and said that the two discussed different situations, some wonderful, some difficulties. President Obama emphasized to Trump that he wants to do everything to ensure his success, saying, "If you succeed, then the country succeeds."
I never realized they'd ever met before. For some reason, I thought they have met at least
like a
before.
Handshake. They've been in the same room together, but never.
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
And we've all seen the correspondence dinner where it's Seth Meyers and Obama teeing off on him.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there at his table
going.
But you would assume they had met somewhere.
Yes.
I thought the same thing too. I'm like, I can't believe he's never.
That this is the first time
they've never met.
Hi. Police in Portland, Oregon say an anti-Donald Trump protest in the city is now considered a riot due to the extensive criminal and dangerous behavior. Yeah,
see him in the streets throwing rocks and, you know, they show a guy comes out of his apartment with a gun yelling at the protesters, "Stop throwing things at me." He goes, "I didn't even vote."
I know. You see, I saw some video of a guy getting beat up who people thought he voted Trump to. I mean, it's pretty out of control. I saw the local news interview a couple people that got pepper, what do you call it? Not pepper sprayed, but...
the pellets?
Pepper ball.
We haven't used those in, I think like 20 years, by the way.
What's the pepper ball do?
It's just pepper.
It's just the paintball. It's like a paintball. Delivery system.
Okay, got it. It explodes and then it's pepper in the air. Got it.
And some girl who got... you know, a dose of it, she had said. She's like, "Yeah, you know, we want this to be peaceful. We shouldn't have been blocking off the streets." I'm like, but they realize it here in Omaha.
Right. Well, Omaha's a different temperament. I mean, Portland is a very young.
Yeah, but you would think like Portland be like, hey.
Politically charged. Oh, they're pretty dumb.
So, I mean, it's pretty stupid. I mean, they're protesting a free election. It's ugly. Completely ugly.
It's one thing to protest peacefully that you are in opposition of whatever, but when you start vandalizing, when you start destroying public property, when you start harming people
and disrupting
the life of all of your fellow citizens, then that's a problem.
And you better have voted.
Right.
Not a single one of them should be on the streets if you didn't vote. Now, I know there's people that aren't of age.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying, you know, they didn't have a choice, but come on, man.
Yeah, here locally.
This is not our first election in this country.
Right.
No,
act like
you've been here.
There are two area high schools that are have planned walkouts today. Not My President protest is going to be held at the Gene Leahy Mall starting at 4:30. Officers arrested two people, pepper spray. They had to use that. But, I mean, there's two.
But there's schools that are planning
walkouts.
But it is
their president.
Yeah.
You don't. Sorry.
Yeah.
It is.
It is. Yeah. Are you an American? This is your president. So, you know, work. If you feel like change is needed, look around you. Do something locally. Start from the ground up. You know, make a difference in your own community.
There must be just Carnival cruise ships loaded with people moving to Canada, right?
Canada's like, dude.
Has anyone?
Not our problem.
I want to hear from anyone.
Someone moving.
Who's moving? I've had many friends that had said that. You know, hey, you know, I'm moving. I'm like, okay, cool. Can I have your TV?
You know, put that all over Facebook.
I've never understood the like we're leaving aspect. I would never.
Yeah.
Well, also, it's like, would you retreat then? Are you surrendering? Are you surrendering your country to an idea that you don't? I mean, wouldn't you? Isn't the whole point of being an American the fact that we stand and for what we believe in and that we?
Yeah, you should say it should be. I'm going to stay put and do better.
Exactly. You don't like the choices? Do better. So in 4 years, the choices reflect the people that you want to see representing you. I mean, that's the challenge that I feel. That's the gauntlet I've been thrown. I've heard from so many people that were unhappy with both choices.
But
I mean, it was like miserable with both.
We are all responsible.
Yes.
For this election.
Everyone
people
played
don't want to take part in government. You know, we all sit back on the sidelines. You know, if you want to fix it, we all got to get involved.
Yes.
And have better choices.
These walkouts of these schools, though, are just ridiculous.
But, you know, get involved in your community. That is the biggest thing. I mean, all of these people started somewhere, you know. I mean, the president of today.
It's weird. You can't even say that to anyone. They just don't know how to listen in. They don't see it. They're just so red and with anger and, you know.
We need to get past it and just start having conversations and looking around and seeing what we can do to make our communities more reflective of what we want, the peace that we want as Americans.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. But when you're breaking stuff, like I'm talking Portland, breaking stuff or breaking rules now. I mean, kids that are bailing on school. It's like, I assume you get in trouble from your school.
Someone knows what happens when you walk out. You're suspended.
If we could get the day off.
But it's a planned walkout. I wonder if it's something where it's like school sanction. Like, fine, you know, you're
exercising. If I was in school and we're allowed to walk out,
I don't care what
the politics are. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to the protest.
Yeah.
If you get out of school for the day, you just want a day off.
That planned protest, just school's school, man. If you're going to ditch school and you should, you know, some consequences should be...
Well, what if you called in sick? I mean, I guess if you called in sick, if your parents wrote you a note, called in sick, what's the school going to do? But I'm saying, what's the school going to do? I mean, you know, there's only so much that an administration can do if the parents are signing off on it. You're like, all right, well,
that's a problem.
Excused absence, I guess, or unexcused absence. It's on your permanent record. Mexico is going to play the U.S. in a crucial soccer World Cup qualifier tonight in Columbus, Ohio. This is a big one. This is deciding whether or not we make it into the next round of play. And the Nebraska Cornhuskers hoping to bounce back from two losses in a row at home tomorrow. Minnesota coming to Lincoln. 6:30 kickoff at Memorial Stadium. Big Ten Network is televising the game. Fingers crossed. We're all rooting for the Going Huskers. And college basketball regular season tips off tonight. Games all across the country. 23rd ranked Creighton is on the home floor against UMKC. And you were telling me, I was trying to find the information, but the Lancers are playing tonight at home?
Yeah, Lancers are back. Hockey in town, Mavs on the road. A lot of high school football.
What's the deal with the high school
semifinals?
Okay. And boxing fans, world championship fight coming to Omaha's CenturyLink Center. HBO made the announcement yesterday. Terrence Bud Crawford!
Woo! And John Molina Jr. Should be a great fight.
Oh, December 10th, that's the night. A boxing match is going to be televised nationally on HBO. Tickets are available now at the CenturyLink Center box office. And this is the deal. This is the first time Crawford tries to defend his multiple world championship titles. So there's a lot on the line, really, for him. I mean, and it's going to be here. A lot of
when is Pacquiao going to stop running from him? Maybe after this.
We'll see. Better show up. National Toy Hall of Fame is inducting three childhood favorites. The Swing, Dungeons and Dragons, and Fisher-Price's Little People were added into the Hall of Fame at the museum in Rochester. I think it's so interesting that the Swing.
Just the Swing. Just the generic.
Yeah. Not like the anything swing. Crazy. Just you know.
It's a swing.
Just a board with two ropes.
So what did not make the...
coloring books.
They can go back in next year.
Bubble wrap.
Care Bears.
Bubble wrap isn't a toy, though.
Don't tell that to my kids.
They're celebrating the spirit of what a toy is. I like it. That's why I like swing. It's not a brand. It just says swing. Remember swings?
Yeah.
Bubble wrap, Care Bears, the game Clue, Nerf ball, pinball, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Transformers, and Uno. It's like, they need
those
more categories.
Ours.
This needs to be like the Oscars.
There needs to be
like the gaming categories.
There needs to be gaming categories. There needs to be like stuffed animal or what would you call that? Like the plush category, the activity category. Because really, I mean, how do you have the annoying category? How do you have the swing go up against Care Bears?
You're saying like the loud noises category?
Yeah.
Games that make noises?
Tickle Me Elmo?
I think the people from the National Toy Hall of Famer would tell us, also no one cares.
Speaking of big toys from our past, anyone who's nostalgic for the old Nintendo game console will be glad to know it's making a comeback today. The video game maker is releasing a miniature collector's edition of the original Nintendo Entertainment System. Goes on sale today, about $60.
All right.
It has 30 built-in games, including Donkey Kong, Super Mario Brothers, Legend of Zelda. Classic controllers will be sold separately for about $10 each, but it's those total, like the rectangle controllers with the up, down.
Yeah.
Man, I had the original controller and I probably bought all those games. I mean, these guys are getting it all for $60.
I know.
The price of one game.
That's the thing. Like, how much is, like, you know, what if you go Call of Duty, isn't that $60 just right there?
Yes.
I mean, that's what I was thinking when I saw this, because you guys have talked about how much the price of video games are. But I suppose, what are they? A lot of times with those, though, aren't you paying for the development and the creation? This is all old school. So it's basically like, I mean, what are we paying for?
It's 8-bit. Isn't that what they call them? All those old 8-bit games.
18ers, yeah.
Who doesn't love all those cute kitty videos on social media? Lots of people can't be anywhere near cats, though, due to quote-unquote allergies. My husband was one of those people that always claimed to have a cat allergy. Well, we have a cat and he's just fine. Chances are, if you have seasonal allergies, you're also allergic to cats. They say about 30% of the patients that they're studying have a cat-positive test in them, and a lot of it has to do with the dander. Cat dander is what causes the itchy eyes and runny noses. So they're working on a way to combat that. Part of a study testing a new substance added to cat allergy shots.
I thought it was weird. Are the cats that are bred?
Yes.
Well, they're bred allergy free.
Hypoallergenic cats. They do not have whatever the dander is. It doesn't. Yeah. It's a breed of cat that they have found that doesn't trigger allergies. They're like designer cats. They naturally happened.
Weird, man.
Well, no, but they like naturally. They naturally happened, and then they now found them, and they've bred them, and that's what I mean by designer cats. Because people pay top billing to, you know, pay top dollar to make sure that they get it. I know, designer cats. But I guess there's a cure
on its way.
Cure. You can be cured from your cat allergy. It's no longer an excuse.
Three people in a race to the bottom. You won!
The Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel
94.1.
I believe this is Emily. Is this Emily?
Yes, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily. What can we do for you?
Well, I was just calling in because you guys were talking about how you wanted to hear from someone who is moving as a result of the election.
Yes.
I'll just clarify that I'm moving, but I've been planning to move regardless of who's in office, just because that's what I do. I lived in Korea. I lived in Costa Rica. Now I'm going to be moving to Israel. I mean, God willing. But I work at an immigration law firm, and so it's just been very interesting, and I feel like I have kind of a perspective that a lot of people don't have in the general public. Trump's plans for immigration it's a freaking nightmare.
Whoa.
And we've been having to deal with calls from foreign nationals who are scared that their families are going to be torn apart and that they're going to be deported. And, you know, what can we expect? What are the changes in the system? We've also had calls from Americans who want us to help them immigrate to Canada. And one of my friends, her husband is Canadian. Her children are biracial, and she's actually very afraid, you know. And I myself am Jewish, and even in Lincoln, where I live, there's been a lot of anti-Semitism going around ever since Tuesday, and it's really frightening. So I don't think that people leaving is like an empty threat per se. I think with a lot of people it is.
Yeah. I just don't see how going to Canada helps any of our any of the issues. Well, I'm sympathetic to anybody who's afraid of getting shipped out, but not so sympathetic of someone who's like, I quit. I'm moving to Canada.
Yeah.
I don't think it helps. I think it's that people are scared for their lives.
Yeah.
As in, like, I'm scared when my temple already, you know, earlier this year, we got a bomb threat in Lincoln, Nebraska. And there's, you know, the KKK's rallying. Like, it's really scary. And I think a lot of people don't have to deal with that, and so they don't see it. But those of us that do have to deal with those fears, you know, moving to Canada is like, okay, well, maybe I need to do that. I don't know.
But I also, I think like, that...
Is Canada problem-free? Oh, there's zero problems
no.
in Canada.
Oh, no.
Why don't we all move there? They got it all figured out.
The problem is they don't want anyone there.
They're like, we're good.
Yeah, so...
I'm going to bathe in maple syrup.
Yeah. Now, that's racist. The Canadians.
I don't know if they're going to let you in based on that comment.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm not moving to Canada.
Yeah.
I'm moving to Israel.
Yeah, you travel a lot, don't you? That's pretty cool.
That's gorgeous, yeah, though. Israel's it. Really...
There's some young girl all over the news this morning that she's the first person to travel to every single country.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, every single country. She's some... I think she's in her mid to lower 20s, and I was like,
gosh.
Holy smokes.
Oh,
every
my gosh.
How did she have the time in life?
I don't know.
It's not the time. It's how you pull it off.
Yeah.
If you can afford it. That's amazing who people can do it that don't have
Maybe
money.
She was...
That don't have money and are able to pull it off.
What's that?
The crazies in all the countries. Maybe all the countries she tried to live in had like crazy leaders. She's like, I'm going to leave.
Every exactly.
Time. Every time. I'm out.
You're like Bruce Banner. Time to leave again.
Bum, bum, bum,
it's not the leadership the I chose.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling, dear. We appreciate your calling. Best of luck, of course. All right.
Travel safe.
You know, yeah. 402-938-9400. Hello, who's this?
This is Ashley.
What's up, Ashley?
Hey, I was just calling in regards to some of the comments about the immigration that the girl is talking about right now about Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Are you moving?
Am I moving? No, I'm not moving. I love America. I'll stay here for the rest of my life, more than likely.
Good.
Okay.
No, I just think it's sad that people are saying, you know, my husband's coming from Canada. He's an immigrant. Like, if you came here the right way, then you have nothing to worry about. And I feel like people don't understand that.
Yeah.
There's I'm certainly sympathetic to families that are here. I don't think a lot of the Boris stuff will be as ugly. Obviously, we have to wait and see on all of this.
Yes, that's what the
I
thing
think
is.
Both sides would agree to some level of immigration reform.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the things that people say to get elected, I don't know. I think you get to Washington, you realize good luck getting many things done.
Absolutely. I mean, they're trying to get in. But hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate your call.
All right, and my other point was I hear everybody saying they're going to go to Canada, but you don't hear anybody saying they're going to go to Mexico.
Everybody says they're going to Canada every election.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. I'm going to Canada. I just want to go visit.
Well, you should go to Canada. So. I mean, you should go to Mexico. See how it is down there.
I like Mexico. I like it all, girl.
If you miss a minute.
You miss a lot.
The Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
GQ magazine, you know, he's got a new holiday movie coming out, Bad Santa, and he's, you know, making the publicity rounds, though, against, it sounds like, his wishes. He doesn't really want to be a part of the machine, but he has opened up about his former marriage to Angelina Jolie. You know, before Brad, there was Billy Bob. And in an interview with GQ magazine, Billy Bob says that he never felt good enough for her. He married her after they co-starred in the movie Pushing Tin. They were married for a few years. It was pretty, I mean, that was
they
like...
They had Maddox together, or they adopted Maddox when they were together.
At the end, she was adopting Maddox, yeah. And then
Billy Bob was a part of that. He was around. I remember him talking about Maddox all the time in interviews and stuff.
That's so strange. So those two, he says he still has two tattoos on his body with Angelina Jolie's name on them. One is covered up with a new tattoo of an angel, but he says you can still kind of see the name there. And for people getting excited for the holiday movie rush, another little taste of what's to come. Rogue One, a new trailer.
Trust the Force.
Trust the Force. So that's the... I'm reading the reviews of the trailer, and I don't even understand what any of this stuff means. Do you have to be follow the comic books to get this stuff?
It's pre-stuff. I don't know. I think it's part of, like, the pre-story.
So Darth Vader is seen in the toward the end of the trailer, which people got geeked out, but they're saying the big nugget is in the beginning of the trailer. It shows an exchange between the young Jyn Erso. I don't know who that is. It's the little girl who grows up to be Felicity Jones.
Okay.
And her mother hands her a crystal. And I guess that's a big deal. People are like, was that the Kyber crystal? And that's where lightsabers come from.
Are you kidding me?
Lightsabers are powered from Kyber crystals.
So this is totally insider baseball.
That are all mined on some planet, Jedha.
Is that where the Jedi come from?
But the trailer shows the beginning of the Death Star. And the rebels are like, the Empire has a super weapon. This is the one where you see them fighting on the beach. It looks good, man.
I know. The new AT-ATs look really cool. The beach AT-ATs and stuff like that. The beach scenes are weird because it's always set in a sand planet or a snow planet. So it's weird to see palm trees and stormtroopers.
So when is it coming out?
December 16th.
Of this year?
Yes.
Right around the corner.
Come on.
So we've got the Harry Potter coming out November 19th. Or November 18th, and then we've got this coming out December 16th. Okay. So it's like Harry Potter and Star Wars.
All in one. Yeah, mind blown.
I don't even know what I'm going to do with myself. I'm not even going to be able to get out.
When was the last Star Wars? Was that a year ago?
Yes. Last year.
That was literally the same weekend.
Yep. Yes.
Because we did Diaper Drive, and everyone was going to see the new Star Wars and losing their minds.
Yeah.
So is that going to be a thing? Are we going to get a new Star Wars every Christmas?
Well, this is not part of that Star Wars series. This is the spinoff.
I know, but it's still a Star Wars movie. I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking if they keep these going back and forth like this, then yes, we probably could have a Star Wars fix
every year.
Every year. We just have to keep track of storylines.
There is a space movie out this weekend. Yeah. Paper's giving it a good review. The Arrival.
Looks good.
It's the people who made the movie Sicario.
Mm-hmm.
Same director and crew, and they're saying it's another hit.
Also, scary movie-wise, we've got Shut In starring Naomi Watts, and it looks kind of like spooky. And then, I'm so excited, Almost Christmas, Danny Glover, Patriarch of a Family, whole holiday. I love these movies.
We haven't seen Danny Glover in a movie lately, have we?
I know.
Monique, Gabrielle Union, local girl. So yeah, Almost Christmas is also coming out this weekend. And we lost a legend. Leonard Cohen, people may know him for this song.
Yeah, how old was he?
82. He lived a good life.
Yeah.
A career that spanned 50 years. So I guess he learned guitar as a teenager before forming a folk group. And then later immersed himself in New York City folk scene. And that's when he became... His big album was The Songs of Leonard Cohen. That was like the one. It came out in like 1967. So
even Timberlake was giving him a tribute.
Yeah, he was a pretty big... His voice...
Great song.
Yeah. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You want to get your DVR freed with space because Dave Chappelle hosts SNL tomorrow night. And on Sunday night, 60 Minutes gets the first ever interview with the new president, Trump. Trump on 60 Minutes, interviewed by Leslie Stahl. That's Sunday night on Shabbat.